May the 7th will see elections taking place in Scotland, in England and in Wales. Northern Ireland is in 2027. So what we thought we'd do ahead of polling day itself is look at what's in place if you're going to cast your vote and you're blind or partially sighted, in order that you can cast your vote independently and in secret. I'm joined by a few colleagues from RNIB. We have Tom Skelton with us. Tom, before we go into what's involved and what's going to be where, RNIB over the years has done these turned out reports and people sort of give feedback on what their experience has been like voting and casting their votes, positive and negative. Have you seen any big changes in that over the past few years?
There are still far too many blind and partially sighted voters who can't vote independently and in secret. And our last turned out report, based on voting experiences at the 2024 UK general election, found only a quarter of blind people could vote independently and in secret. And only half of respondents of the survey were satisfied with their voting experience. And that's disappointing, because we know that there are accessible voting solutions and devices out there. They do exist, and they do enable blind and partially sighted voters to vote independently in secret. But in a way, the most shocking statistic was that 73% of blind and partially sighted people didn't know that they could request reasonable adjustments.
And we have with us Katrina Burness from RNIB Scotland as well. Katrina, you've been involved in this for quite some time now, looking at accessible voting, looking to work with the Scottish Government to make improvements as well. We seem to be coming round to this almost year after year, trying to make these improvements.
The interesting development in Scotland at this election is we do have a new voting aid available, which is going to be in every polling station in Scotland. It's a card ballot paper overlay, which fits exactly over the ballot paper, which is used with an audio version of the ballot papers. The overlays are sized to fit over the top of each of the two ballot papers for the Scottish Parliament elections. They include cutout sections which align with the voting boxes. They also include the word top written in embossed writing and braille, a cutout corner for orientation in the top right, and embossed numbers with braille beside the voting boxes. And the old plastic tactile voting device is available as an alternative, which must be fitted in place by polling staff.
What about checking the candidates list? Because in some elections, they can be quite extensive. So what options there, say, if you're blind, and checking that list so you know exactly where to put your X, if you like?
Scottish councils have been using audio scripts to record audio ballot papers and following a script which is being used across the country, so that the material is presented in the same way. And essentially, it gives the number on the ballot paper, as in at box one, at box two, at box three, etc., so that the candidate's name is linked on the audio paper to the box that their name appears alongside. The audio ballot papers are housed on council websites. Several have helplines, as in lines that you can call to listen to the audio ballot paper. Two or three of the councils are only providing the audio ballot papers by the helpline. They are ensuring that information about that is available in the polling station itself. They are also ensuring that polling staff understand that blind and partially sighted voters may use any magnifying aids or lighting or telephones to assist them.
And Tom, if we're to look at those who are going to be casting their votes in England, are there similar items there for them if they're blind or if they're partially sighted?
There is still the onus on blind and partially sighted people to request devices that would enable them to vote independently in lots of local authorities across England. Our research shows, as you pointed out, that for a blind voter to be able to vote independently and in secret, it's vital that there is audio in order to review the information on the ballot paper, and there is tactile to make your mark for your chosen candidate. But it's still a patchwork and a bit of a postcode lottery across England. So there are some forward-thinking local authorities who are providing accessible audio and tactile equipment. Our research shows that the best solution currently available is the combined audio tactile device, the McGonagall Reader. This is available in quite a few local authorities. It's best for you to contact your local electoral services rather than me giving a long list here to find out what accessibility is available. But our clear message is that audio and tactile needs to be provided, that the accessible voting trial we ran in association and in conjunction with the Electoral Commission and the Ministry of Housing, Communities and Local Government showed that the McGonagall Reader is the best solution currently available. There are other audio and tactile device packages, the Lonsdale, which are being provided by some, and there are other audio solutions that are used in conjunction with the tactile voting device.
Moving to Wales now, we also have with us Liz Williams. If people would like that support and register and ask for that help, how do they do that? Is it something which RNIB can help with?
We have produced some template letters that are available on our website, so the RNIB Cymru website. People can fill in their details, decide on what type of equipment, what type of device they might want to request, and then send that off to their local electoral service. All of the contact details are either, you know, on the Electoral Commission website or on our website as well. So we would absolutely encourage anyone who needs extra support, such as an audio device to play out the ballot paper for them, to do that. It's worth me mentioning as well that Cardiff, the Vale of Glamorgan and areas of Bridgend, they have decided to make the RNIB Accord player available to everyone. So blind and partially sighted people who want to use the Accord player won't have to request it. Everyone else in other parts of Wales will have to make that request.
If people aren't familiar with that device, Liz, what is the Accord player?
The Accord player is a small USB device. The ballot paper will be an audio file on the USB. The staff can plug that USB in for you, and all you do is you listen to the ballot paper being read out to you. You use that in conjunction with a tactile voting device, and it can enable you to vote independently and in secret, because, you know, voting is such a visual exercise, and if someone can't read the ballot paper, it means they might have to ask someone else to read it on their behalf. This just enables them to do it independently. So for those living in Cardiff, the Vale and areas of Bridgend, they will be able to use it without requesting it. For anyone who wants to read all of this information in one place, RNIB Cymru and the Electoral Commission in Wales have developed a guide. It's available on the Electoral Commission's website and our own website too, and it just pulls all of this information together, and it will take you to some links to our template letters as well as the contact details for the electoral services. You can go to RNIB Cymru Voting and Elections Wales.
After this election, will people be able to feedback on their experiences, again, positive and negative?
We're not doing a turned out report this year, but we would really like to hear from you about your voting experience. So if you could contact your area campaigns officer in England or the campaign's mailbox, we'd be really keen to find out about your voting experiences, positive and negative. You also might be contacted by your local electoral services if you have used a particular device, as we're working with some electoral services to evaluate the impact of them providing, for example, the combined audio tactile device, the McGonagall Reader.
Katrina, there are some feedback methods taking place in Scotland as well, with the new cardboard overlay being used for the first time.
On our own website, we are inviting people to contact us at rnibscotland@rnib.org.uk if they have a voting experience that they would like to share with us. Several organisations have got an obligation to report on aspects of the election, including the introduction of the new card ballot paper overlay and the linked audio ballots. I certainly want to see audio ballots as part of a new normal, as Tom is saying, that the link between tactile and audio is crucial to enable blind and partially sighted voters to cast their vote accurately. We know that there will be reports done by the Scottish Government Elections Team, the Electoral Management Board for Scotland and the Electoral Commission, and RNIB Scotland will be involved.
And if you'd like to check out, again, what's in your area, do have a look at rnib.org.uk. You can search voting and then look at your particular area in there. But please do make sure you get out there and cast your vote. Follow a moment then to Liz, Tom and Katrina, thanks to all of you for joining us on RNIB Connect Radio.
Jochen Bauer.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.